Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
To Iraq now, deadly violence across that country. Our partner, the BBC, reports more than 80 people now have been killed in a wave of attacks in Baghdad and other cities around the country. Authorities say the bombings seem to have been coordinated to strike during a major Shiite religious festival. Joining us now, Sebastian Usher, Arab Affairs Editor for the BBC. What is the feel for the significance of this event, since it seems to echo some of the sectarian violence that we've seen, but not really seen for the last few years, Sebastian?
Well, it's not a complete surprise. I mean, although the violence has gone down greatly since 2006, 2007, when it reached its height and the sectarian conflict was basically out of control, we have seen in the past few months, especially since the American troops pulled out at the end of last year, we've seen every month or so attacks, not quite on this scale, not so many at the same time, and not covering so much of a country, but we've seen these kinds of figures of people killed. So there's still the threat very strongly there. And the problem is, there's two things, really. One is that the political situation in Iraq is very difficult at the moment. There's been a confrontation between the Shia prime minister and the other groups, the Sunni groups in particular, and the Kurds, centering on one of the leading people from the Sunni parties, who has an arrest warrant against him. His trial is going on at the moment in Baghdad, although he is out of the country. He's been accused of having death squads. These allegations he's denied, but it's ratcheted up the tension politically to a very high degree. When that happened, it was just as the American troops were leaving at the end of last year. These sorts of attacks happened in a spate for about a month, and there were serious fears then that things might be getting out of control. There hasn't been the same level of attack since then, though, as I say, each month or so we've had something of this kind, but like not quite on this scale. I mean, I'm just looking now at the information we're getting from our Baghdad office, and there are more than 20 attacks all across the country, mostly against the Shia targets, but also Kurdish targets, police targets as well.
Sebastian, would you say that this is that political confrontation playing out in the streets, or is it an external sort of attempt to undermine the government on both sides? Al-Qaeda has seemed to claim responsibility here.
Well, it's definitely an attempt to keep the instability at a high level within the country, and that it's not clear who's actually carrying out these attacks. It's not clear that it's just a Sunni extremist thing either. There are Shia attacks too. It's somehow in the interest, but it's not clear strategically where they want to go with this, of these extremists, to keep that going. Both the political sides have accused each other in the wake of this latest attack of being responsible by their obduracy, basically, and not allowing a deal to get the political tensions to die down. So there is a sense that what's happening at the top, at the elite, is fueling this. I think the real question to ask, though, Iraqis themselves, who went through years and years of this absolutely appalling nightmare of sectarian conflict, very, very loath, obviously, to be dragged back into this. And for it to reach that kind of level, they would need to be part of it. I think their fear, their concern, is that unless the politicians can work something out at the very top, with these kinds of attacks, these kind of tensions going on, it might still get out of control. But at the moment, I think the feeling is that we're not going to see a return to what there was 2006, 2007.
But possibly a signal that some constituencies within Iraq, despite the relative stability over the last few years, have given up on expecting the government to actually get its act together. The BBC's Sebastian Usher, he's Arab Affairs Editor for the BBC, on the violence in Baghdad that has killed more than 80 people, a series of perhaps as many as 20 attacks across the country. Sebastian, thanks so much.